Good morning, a Friday morning, and joining us is Ken Lovett, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, now Senior Vice President of Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, according to the Speaker, Carl Hasty, Democrat, of course, New York State Assembly, the budget is nearly finished, and he expects lawmakers will vote on it on Sunday, the final day of the state's fiscal year.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be on time, which if you're a legislator is a good thing, because that means you're going to get your pay raise. Their second round of a three-phased-in pay raise is contingent on on-time budgets. So if they get it done by midnight Sunday, they get their second pay raise. The budget, you know, it's relatively smooth despite some fighting publicly. You know, they're going to close two prisons. School aid's going to go up, a pretty typical budget. Spending won't go up as much as the legislature had hoped because of economic problems on the horizon, but looks like it's going to get done.
We, as of this moment, don't know about one of the major issues that got tied up, which was meant by Governor Cuomo, partly to fill a budget gap, is the legalization of marijuana.
Right, although it's not expected to be part of the final budget. It looked like that was going to fall out. They just couldn't get to a deal on that. A lot of the stuff that, you know, we're going to be talking about is less financial and more policy. They did agree to a ban on plastic bags. So if you go to, with some exceptions, like if for food delivery, but, you know, you won't be able to go to the grocery store and bag up in plastic bags. Counties will have the option to charge 5 cents for paper bags. They're trying to get people to use reusable bags. There's going to be a whole host of policy stuff in there, aside from just the spending plan. And that's a little different than what the legislature had talked about. They wanted to kind of strip everything out if they could, policy-wise, and deal with those separately. But in the end, the governor is going to get a lot of what he wanted, the congestion pricing plan for New York City to help raise money for downstate transit. So there's going to be a whole host of things in there. We just haven't seen all the details yet.
And what about this idea that we're reading that the idea of making Election Day a state holiday is out?
Yeah, it's not going to be a holiday, although they may give an extra hour. So right now, you know, by law, you could take 2 hours to go and vote. Now you'll be able to get 3 hours. If you live upstate for the primaries, there's always been this weird discrepancy where the primary voting starts downstate at 6 a.m.,
right,
but upstate it starts at noon. Now it, across the state, it's going to start at 6 a.m.
Well, what about this dust-up between Governor Cuomo and some of the folks in the legislature over the New York Times article that came out this week about the, quote, secretive dinner that he held at $25,000 a plate, and the idea that folks with major issues before the legislature on a budget week were at this dinner? The administration shoots back and says this is hypocrisy. These very legislators that are criticizing hold their own fundraisers.
Yes, they're all right. The governor held a big swanky fundraiser down in New York City on March 14th, had a lot of people there. The budget director was there. So a couple of days before the budget was due and that Times story came out, which, by the way, the New York Post was the first to break it, but the Times came out with the story this week. Three freshmen or two freshman senators, Jessica Ramos and Alessandra Biaggi, and an assemblywoman knew they held an impromptu press conference ripping the governor for being a hypocrite, saying you're calling for campaign finance reform, but you're holding these this major fundraiser, $25,000 a plate in some cases, to during the budget season. They shot back, the governor's office, saying, you know, Jessica Ramos held a fundraiser right near the Capitol during budget season, and Biaggi held a fundraiser in New York City during budget season, and that the legislature holds a whole host of fundraisers, including $25,000 a plate. So it was really a distraction. The legislative leaders, I'm told, were not happy that their members did that. It was unsanctioned. And, you know, at a very crucial time in the budget negotiations to attack the governor as a hypocrite, that didn't sit well with the leaders, and the assemblywoman was taken to task. She was called out of the Democratic conference and really taken to task, because not only was it bad timing, but also it points to the fact that the Assembly Democrats don't have the votes to pass campaign finance reform, according to their speaker.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett, joining us on Fridays, and you guessing that this budget's going to pass by Sunday or what?
I think it'll pass by Sunday. I think most of the bills will age the requisite 3 days. The big, big stuff that they haven't locked down, they'll print that up late, and the governor will give what's known as a message of necessity that waives the 3-day waiting requirement. And I would assume it'll be on time. And if not, it'll be timely. They'll do it early Monday morning.
Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.